So we want that 15, or we want to do one to Russ?
Why don't we do 15? Now, what we really planned to do was we were going to take your lunch period, and we were going to eat in here, break a policy, and allow the lunch in here. But we're moving along until we get into the other more meaty part of the things. Monica's got some mandatory things of law changes in the personnel policy and some other policies that we had a staff, I'll just go ahead and air a dirty laundry. John Hawes felt that he was going to be usurped as having the longest resolution ever read to mankind, and that Monica was going to do that. So he has offered his services in the event that Monica stumbles or gets tired. He will offer his services. Yep. And then that way we can have Jennifer, we can do lunch in there and not in here. Hello, Jennifer. We can do lunch in there and here. Can we adjust to that?
Okay, so action item number 15, discussion and possible action on amendments to the personnel policy manual to Michael Weavers.
I apologize. This will be very lengthy, about 25 minutes, I think, and not very stimulating, but necessary nonetheless. I have a couple policy changes to present. The first two amendments are just cleaning up some policies, the sick and vacation policies, which have been superseded by PTO policies. We're referenced a policy number. So every time we change the policy numbers, we were going to end up changing these two policies. So what I did is replace the numbers referenced in those two policies with the policy name. So that's just cleaning those two up. And then the lengthy policies that we have are the new law changes to FMLA. And so I'll read through that. And we created a second policy stemming from FMLA, referring to military exigency leave. And so those two are the lengthy policies that I'll read. If there aren't any questions, I'll read the resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the following amendments to the human resources policies to be effective February 1, 2009. Amended policies, 18.03, vacation leave. Vacation leave was superseded by personal time off, PTO, effective May 1, 2002. Employees will be paid for unused vacation time subject to provisions in the section headed termination of employment. 18.04, sick leave. Sick leave was superseded by personal time off, PTO, effective May 1, 2002. Employees will be paid for unused sick leave subject to provisions in the section headed termination of employment. 18.06, family and medical leave. Eligible employees, to be eligible for family leave, an employee must have been employed by the Brazos River Authority for at least 12 months and must have worked for the Brazos River Authority at least 1,250 hours over the previous 12 months. The policy applies equally to male and female employees. An eligible employee is entitled to 12 work weeks of leave during any 12-month period for the following reasons. 1. Birth replacement for adoption or foster care of a child, only within 12 months of the birth or placement, or 2, a serious health condition of a spouse, child, including stepchild or parent, or 3, the employee's own serious health condition, or 4, for the qualifying exigencies arising out of the fact that the employee's spouse, son, daughter, or parent is on active duty or called to active duty status as a member of the National Guard or Reserves in support of the contingency operation. Refer to military family exigency policy for details. A serious health condition means an illness, injury, impairment, or physical or mental condition that requires either inpatient care or continuing treatment by a health care provider. An eligible employee who is a spouse, son, daughter, parent, or next of kin of a current member of the armed forces, including a member of the National Guard or Reserves, with a serious injury or illness, will be granted up to a total of 26 work weeks of unpaid leave during a single 12-month period to care for the covered service member. A covered service member is a current member of the armed forces including a member of the National Guard of Reserves, who is undergoing medical treatment, recuperation, or therapy, is otherwise in outpatient status, or is otherwise on the temporary disability retired list for a serious injury or illness. A serious injury or illness is one that was incurred by a service member in the line of duty on active duty that may render the service member medically unfit to perform the duties of his or her office, grade, rank, or rating. The single 12-month period for leave to care for a single covered service member with a serious injury or illness begins on the first day the employee takes leave for this reason and ends 12 months later. If the Brazos River Authority employs both spouses and the reason for the leave is the birth or adoption of a child or to care for a sick parent, 12 weeks is the aggregate family leave limit for both employees for such purposes. The aggregate for both employees is 26 weeks if leave is to care for a covered service member with a serious injury or illness. The 12-month period during which an employee may use a maximum of 12 work weeks of this type of leave is measured forward from the date on which the employee's first Family and Medical Leave Act, FMLA, leave begins. Son or daughter means a biological adopted or foster child, a stepchild, a legal ward, or a child for whom the employee is standing in the place of a parent. The child must be under 18 years of age, or an individual 18 years of age or older who is incapable of self-care because of mental or physical disability, or any age if the son or daughter is on active duty or called to active duty status. Spouse means a husband or wife as defined or recognized under the state law for purposes of marriage, including common law marriage. Leave may be taken on an intermittent or reduced basis for the birth or adoption of a child only if the department head agrees to the arrangement. However, leave for serious health conditions, either of an eligible family member of the employee or the employee himself or herself, may be taken intermittently or on a reduced schedule if medically necessary, provided that the other conditions of these policies are met. Medically necessary does not include voluntary treatments and procedures. When leave is needed for planned medical treatment, the employee must make a reasonable effort to schedule treatment so as not to unduly disrupt the Brazos River Authority's operation. If FMLA leave is for birth and care or placement for adoption or foster care, use of intermittent leave is subject to Brazos River Authority's approval. If the employee's request for intermittent leave is foreseeable based on planned medical treatment, Brazos River Authority may require the employee to transfer temporarily to an alternative position with equivalent pay and benefits that better accommodates recurring periods of leave. The total cumulative maximum period of time which an employee may be absent from work on family leave during any 12-month period is 12 weeks, or 26 weeks if leave is to care for a covered service member with serious injury or illness. Regardless of whether all or a portion of the leave period is paid or unpaid, if an employee has accrued sick, vacation, or PTO leave on the books at the time that the family leave commences, the employee must exhaust those leave balances before being eligible for unpaid family leave. Once the employee's leave balances have been exhausted, the Brazos River Authority will then provide enough unpaid family leave to total 12 weeks, or 26 weeks if the leave is to care for a covered service member with a serious injury or illness. During the unpaid portion of the employee's family leave, the employee accrues no additional leave. If the employee works a part-time schedule, the amount of leave to which the employee is entitled is determined on a pro rata or proportional basis, provided that the other requirements for eligibility are met. When an eligible FMLA circumstance occurs for an employee, the employee must contact the Human Resources Department and complete a request for family leave, with the leave request specifying the first day of the absence or expected absence. An employee who is seeking to use FMLA leave is required to provide a 30 days advance notice, including for birth or placement of a child, when the leave is foreseeable and such notice is practicable. If the employee is unable to provide 30 days notice, he or she must provide as much notice as is practicable, usually within 1 or 2 business days of the date on which the employee is aware of the need to request leave. In the case of leave for a serious medical condition, if the leave is foreseeable based on planned medical treatment, the employee must make a reasonable effort to schedule the treatment so as not to unduly disrupt Brazos River Authority's operations. Absent unusual circumstances, employees must comply with the employer's usual and customary notice and procedural requirements for requesting leave. If the employee does not request family leave, yet requests the use of approved leave, and a condition of FMLA eligibility exists, then the Brazos River Authority may designate the leave as family leave. If the Brazos River Authority designates an employee's leave as FMLA leave without a request by the employee, then the Brazos River Authority must promptly notify the employee of the FMLA designation. Employees must provide sufficient information for the Brazos River Authority to reasonably determine whether the FMLA may apply to the leave request. An employee requesting a paid or unpaid family leave of absence for extended illness or temporary disability must submit to the Human Resources Department, one, a health care provider statement as to the date upon which the employee is no longer able to perform his or her duties, or two, a statement that the employee is needed to care for a spouse, parent, or child with the expected length of the recuperation period, or an estimate of the time required to care for the family member, and the appropriate medical facts regarding the condition. An employee must return the medical certification to the Human Resources Department within 15 days after the employer requests it, regardless of whether leave is foreseeable or unforeseeable, unless not practicable to do so despite employee's diligent good faith efforts. If certification is not returned within 15 days and the employee has not provided information about his or her good faith efforts, leave may be denied. If certification is returned to the Human Resources Department but is not complete or insufficient, the employee will have 7 calendar days following notification from the employer to cure the deficiencies unless the 7 days is not practicable under the particular circumstances despite the employee's diligent good faith efforts. In addition, the employee must also provide the department head with a written statement from the employee concerning his or her intentions about returning to work at the Brazos River Authority. An employee on family leave must contact his or her supervisor at least once each work week unless another schedule satisfactory to Brazos River Authority has been established in writing and signed by the department head and the employee. The Brazos River Authority may also require subsequent recertifications as reasonably needed. Failure to provide required medical status reports or to contact his or her supervisor on the schedule required by the department head will result in disciplinary action. The Brazos River Authority may require a second opinion and, if conflicting, a third opinion from a health care provider as to the need for and scheduling of family leave. The second and third opinions, if sought and obtained by Brazos River Authority, will be paid for by the Brazos River Authority and will be obtained from independent health care providers who are not employed by Brazos River Authority. If a third opinion is necessary, the third opinion obtained is final. Regardless of whether the family leave period is paid, unpaid, or a combination of paid and unpaid, the employee's health insurance coverage will be continued in the same manner and at the same level as it would have been had the employee continued in employment for the duration of the family leave period. However, should the employee decide at any time after family leave begins that he or she will not return to work at the Brazos River Authority, the employee must reimburse the Brazos River Authority for health coverage premiums paid by the Brazos River Authority on behalf of the employee during the unpaid portion of the family leave period, unless the reason for not returning to work is the continuation, recurrence, or onset of a serious health condition or circumstances beyond the employee's control. This is subject to certification. If applicable, arrangements will need to be made for employees to pay their share of dependent health insurance premiums while on leave. After completion of an approved family leave period, an employee will be returned either to the same position he or she held before the leave began or to a position equivalent to the previously held position in pay, benefits, and other terms and conditions of employment. An employee on family leave does not lose any previously approved seniority or employment benefits, but does not earn any leave credits or other benefits during the unpaid portion of the leave. Employees returning from family leave due to their own serious health condition or injury must submit a fitness for duty certification, which specifically addresses the employee's ability to perform the essential functions of the employee's job. If the employee is returning to work on intermittent, reduced schedule, or light duty, the Brazos River Authority may require fitness for duty certification at fixed intervals, not exceeding 30 days, if reasonable safety concerns exist. An employee will not be permitted to return to work until a fitness for duty certification is provided. The Brazos River Authority has posted a summary of the Family Medical and Leave Act on its central bulletin board for employees' information. If an employee requests additional unpaid leave beyond the 12-week maximum allowable under the family medical leave provisions of these policies, any extension granted will be under the term set out in the section of these policies headed Other Leaves of Absence Without Pay. Employees should read the reference section carefully and understand the differences between these two types of leaves before requesting an extension. All documentation regarding family leave will be filed in the employee's medical file, which is maintained separate from the personnel files and accessible to a limited number of persons and only on a need-to-know basis. Okay, I'll take a break for a second. That's halfway through. Okay, this is a new policy, and I'll try. I've been practicing exigency, pronouncing that, so forgive me if I stumble on it. 18.07 FMLA Military Family Exigency Leave. The purpose of exigency leave is to allow an employee who has a spouse, son, or daughter, or parent in the National Guard or Reserves to take the FMLA leave due to a qualifying exigency resulting from the covered family member's active military duty or call to active duty status in support of a contingency operation. Qualifying exigency leave does not extend to family members and military members in the regular armed forces. To be eligible for exigency leave, an employee must have been employed by the Brazos River Authority for at least 12 months and must have worked for the Brazos River Authority at least 1,250 hours over the previous 12 months. This policy applies equally to male and female employees. An eligible employee is entitled to leave for the following reasons. One, issues arising from a covered military member's short notice deployment, or two, military events and related activities, or three, certain child care and related activities, or four, making or updating financial and legal arrangements, or five, attending counseling, or six, taking up to five days of leave to spend time with covered military member who is on a short-term temporary rest and recuperation leave during deployment, or seven, attending to certain post-deployment activities, or eight, additional activities not encompassed in other categories but agreed to by the general manager, CEO, and the employee. The 12-month period during which an employee may use a maximum of 12 work weeks of this type of leave is measured forward from the date on which the employee's first family medical leave, FMLA leave, begins. If the Brazos River Authority employs both spouses, 12 weeks is the aggregate family leave limit for both employees for such purposes. Son or daughter means a biological adopted or foster child, a stepchild, or a legal ward, or a child from whom the employee is standing in the place of a parent and who is of any age. Spouse means a husband or wife as defined or recognized under the state law for purposes of marriage, including common law marriage. The exigency leave is part of the regular FMLA. The maximum amount of leave is 12 weeks during the normal 12-month period established by the employer, regardless of whether all or portion of the leave period is paid or unpaid. Leave may be taken on an intermittent or reduced basis for a qualifying exigency arising out of the active duty status or call to active duty of a covered military member. If an employee has accrued sick, vacation, or PTO leave on the books at the time that the family leave commences, the employee must exhaust those leave balances before being eligible for unpaid family leave. Once the employee's leave balances have been exhausted, the Brazos River Authority will then provide enough unpaid family leave to total 12 weeks. During the unpaid portion of the employee's family leave period, the employee accrues no additional leave. If an employee works a part-time schedule, the amount of the leave to which the employee is entitled is determined on a pro rata or proportional basis, provided that the other requirements for eligibility are met. An employee who has a qualifying exigency leave circumstance must contact the Human Resources Department and complete a request for military family exigency leave. An employee must provide notice of the need for foreseeable leave due to a qualifying exigency as soon as practical. When the need for exigency leave is not foreseeable, the employee must provide notice to the employer as soon as practicable under the facts and circumstances of the particular case. Generally, it should be feasible to provide notice for unforeseeable leave within the time prescribed by the employer's usual and customary notice and procedural requirements for requesting leave. If the employee does not request exigency leave, yet requests the use of accrued leave and the condition of FMLA eligibility exists, then the Brazos River Authority may designate that leave as FMLA Military Family Exigency Leave. If the Brazos River Authority designates an employee's exigency leave as FMLA leave without a request by the employee, then the Brazos River Authority must promptly notify the employee of the FMLA designation. Employees must provide sufficient information to make the Brazos River Authority aware of the need of the exigency leave and the anticipated timing and duration of the leave. Depending on the situation, such information should include 1. That the requested leave is for a particular qualifying exigency related to the active duty or called to active duty status of a covered military member or the anticipated duration of the leave, or that the leave, 2. That the leave is for a qualifying family member who is a covered service member with a serious injury or illness and the anticipated duration of the leave. In addition, the employee must also provide the department head with a written statement for the employee concerning his or her intentions about returning to work at the Brazos River Authority. An employee on FMLA exigency leave must contact his or her supervisor at least once each work week unless another schedule satisfactory to the Brazos River Authority has been established in writing and signed by the department head and the employee. Failure to contact the supervisor on the schedule required by the department head will result in disciplinary action. Regardless of whether the exigency leave period is paid, unpaid, or a combination of paid and unpaid, the employee's health insurance coverage will be continued in the same manner and at the same level as it would have been had the employee continued in employment for the duration of the family leave period. However, should the employee decide at any time after exigency leave begins that he or she will not return to work at Brazos River Authority, the employee must reimburse Brazos River Authority for health coverage premiums paid by the Brazos River Authority on behalf of the employee during the unpaid portion of the exigency leave period, unless the reason for not returning to work is the continuation, recurrence, or onset of a serious health condition or other circumstances beyond the employee's control. This is subject to a certification, if applicable. Arrangements will need to be made for the employees to pay their share of the dependent's health insurance premiums while on leave. After completion of the approved exigency leave period, an employee will be returned either to the same position he or she held before the leave began or to a position equivalent to the previously held position in pay, benefits, and other terms and conditions of employment. An employee on exigency leave does not lose any previously accrued seniority or employment benefits, but does not earn any leave credits or other benefits during the unpaid portion of the leave. The Brazos River Authority has posted a summary of the Family and Medical Leave Act on its central bulletin board for employees' information. If the employee requests additional unpaid leave beyond the 12-week maximum allowable under the family and medical leave provisions of these policies, an extension granted will be under the terms set out in the section of these policies headed Other Leave of Absences Without Pay. Employees should read the reference section carefully and understand the difference between these two types of leaves before requesting an extension. All documentation regarding FMLA exigency leave will be filed in the employee's medical file, which is maintained separate from the personnel files and is accessible to a limited number of persons and only on a need-to-know basis. Okay, the following are just the policy number changes because we added a policy. 18.08, civil leave. 18.09, funeral leave. 18.10, emergency leave. 18.11, administrative leave. 18.12, other leaves of absence without pay. 18.13, injury leave. 18.14, using leave in combination. 18.15, personal time off, PTO policy. 18.16, termination of employment. And 18.17, reporting of PTO. And that is it.
Well done. You've heard a reading of the resolution right here, the motion to adopt, moved by Sloan, seconded by Kilgore. Please call the board.
Presiding Officer
DeClovet? Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carava?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Director Zaganino?
Yes.